This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank's with us, and Frank asked me about something I did with an old oil burner. And Frank had mentioned in previous classes that, you know, it takes two men to install the appliance, and two men to take the old one out, and it takes one man to get the new one in because the new ones are lighter. Well, this furnace has 2.35 gallons per hour.
Wow.
And diesel fuel or heating oil is about 135,000 BTUs per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you multiply that, it's 317,000 BTUs. It's a huge furnace. And I measured the flue temperature when I first bought this and drilled a little hole about 1 foot above the top of the cabinet, a small hole, a little larger than 1/8 of an inch, but not large, not much, maybe 3/16 of an inch. And I stuck a thermometer in there, a special thermometer for measuring the temperature of flue gases. It was about 550 degrees. So what that meant, class, was that when you run this oil burner, an enormous amount of heat is going right up the chimney, right out the flue and up the chimney. And that bothered me. So this furnace is the kind of thing that if you want to take it out of the basement of a house, they do is the guys will bring a sledgehammer and they'll bust up that concrete heat exchanger. I'm sorry, that cast iron heat exchanger. It's sitting on a concrete floor because it's too heavy to carry it out. So they'll break it up and take it out in pieces. Well, I decided that I would try a smaller size nozzle. And I'd been experimenting with this as early as probably the late 1960s with my parents' house. And I dropped the size of the nozzle. And it's a screw-in nozzle. It's like a spray nozzle that you might have on a garden sprayer. So the idea is the oil is under about 100 pounds per square inch of pressure. And it comes out of this nozzle like a fine mist. So I dropped it down from 2.35 gallons an hour to 1.5, just to see what would happen. And those nozzles were maybe $5 a piece. So the BTUs went from 317,000 down to 203,000. And the flue temperature went down from 550 degrees to about 525 degrees Fahrenheit. And I realized I'm still wasting fuel. So I took a dramatic drop and dropped it down to 0.75 gallon per hour, which is about 100,000 BTUs.
Mm-hmm.
Still had about 500 degree flue temperature. But okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of working, but not as well as I really wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little bit of research and I found out that I could buy a natural gas conversion unit for an oil burner. It's probably about $150. And I called the natural gas supplier, which is like the city's natural gas. And they said, well, we'll install it for free. You know, so we'll bring natural gas right up to your house. And if you'll give us a piece of pipe through the basement wall, actually, we'll even drill a hole through the wall for you. We'll install natural gas underground, put a meter on your house for free. I thought, this sounds really good. So all I had to do was take this 1.25 inch piece of black iron pipe that I provided that came through the wall and run black iron pipe to the furnace. And I bought a 50,000 BTU fixed jet natural gas conversion unit.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. for the oil burner. It, what you do is you take off the burner gun, which is the motor and the whole assembly to spray fuel oil or heating oil. Take that off. You no longer need heating oil with this, and you hook it up to a natural gas line. And I used all black iron pipe. And I ran this on 50,000 BTUs. So we went from 317,000 BTUs to 50,000. But I had to do a couple things to make this work. One was this unit, this heating unit, came with a cleaning brush. And every year you would scrub out and scrub off the soot from the cast iron heat exchanger with this wire brush on a long rod. And it's a sooty, miserable job. But if you're burning natural gas, there is no soot. So I scrubbed it down really well, and then I experimented. I was redoing the kitchen cabinets with Mrs. Finelli, and back in the 1940s, they used under the sink in the kitchen on the kitchen counter. So it's kind of a traditional kitchen setup. It was a galley kitchen, but there was a heater under the kitchen sink, a cast iron radiator, a small one. And to let the heat out, they had a screen, a heavy decorative screen. You might have seen them, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And I had that screen left over, so I used that screen, which was heavy, but it had holes in it. I used that to slow down the hot gases coming off the burner. And I forced the gases to travel across the entire heat exchanger surface. And it absolutely positively worked. But what we could not do is if the house were 50 degrees on, you know, on a winter day, and, you know, let's say we let it cool down, we weren't going to be at the house, and we just said, okay, let's shut the thermostat down to 50 degrees, then we come back and let's bring it up to 68, it would take 2 days. It would take, and that's because the walls were plaster.
Yeah.
So I insulated the blew-in insulation in the attic to reduce the heat loss, and I was able to heat the house with 50,000 BTUs when originally it was designed to be heated with 317,000. It absolutely positively worked. I reduced the flue, put a reducer in it from 8 inches to 6 inches, and I put in, instead of the oil flue damper, I put in a gas heater hood. And so those were the modifications I made, and it worked great. Ultimately, we sold the house. A guy, a vice president of a J.P. Morgan, bought it. And the first thing he did was take out the heating system and replace it with a new modern one. Unbelievable. So no matter what the efficiency rating was for whatever he put in, I don't believe it was as good as what was originally there, because the heat exchanger there was probably 600 pounds.
Yes. And, of course, they heated up with the heat. Well, again, you totally amazed me with your knowledge of it. Just, there's no end to your knowledge. I mean, you're talking about those oil nozzles and everything else just so... Like you were an oil heating man. The thing with oil, remember, we called them cowboy servicemen in the olden days. They'd come with their nozzles, and they'll just do whatever they wanted to do. But like I'm like you, who, and I'm like that too. Where I live, there's still a lot of oil furnaces. Slowly, they're disappearing because of the cost of oil. So, yes, I've gone through the procedures that you've gone, changing oil to propane. Now it's not allowed anymore here where I am, but I've done many of them. And it was in today's atmosphere, when I do go and clean, and it is a dirty job, clean an oil furnace, and my wife just totally hates when I come home, especially in the springtime, which is becoming, I'll come home and I'll go right into a shower because my clothes be, but I said, it's the smell of money, darling. But anyway, we do have to wash our washing machine twice. One of my clothes I'm on without the clothes to get rid of. But anyway, to make a long story short, the point that when I make here in Canada, by code, we do have to do what you did, but even a little bit more. You know how you put your little hole, put your thermometer, check the temperature. Well, we have to do what we call an efficiency test on that oil furnace, and we have instruments. And it always amazes me when I'm finishing doing all my calculations and I say, yep, this is 86% efficient, and here's what's going up your chimney, 500, sometimes 600, sometimes 300. And then they say, what? That is all going up my chimney. Yes, that is going up your chimney. Well, what's the solution? Well, I mean, what's the solution? Just like you did. And that is why I said, like, there's so many different kinds of propane gas furnaces. There's your basic one-stage furnace. When you put it on, it's one flame, and you get 60 or 50, whatever you get out of it. They also have what they call modulating gas valve furnaces, which kind of goes step by step by step. My recommendation for a class is a two-stage furnace. Base the two-stage, and obviously, a heating contractor would know this. Base the two-stage where the second stage is almost what you need for your house. And then add the first stage on top. The concept there is, let's say you need 40,000 BTUs or 40,000 BTUs to heat your house in a natural average kind of climate. So if you step up, take a second stage a little bit higher, just in case on those cold days, and you need to bring that temperature up, and instead of taking 2 days like your furnace, it will come in faster. But that's where the two-stage furnace comes in handy. Most times when I size a furnace for a home, I want that thing to actually work on the first stage, which is the lower stage, and then do what it needs to be done if there is the need for that because of the coldness. Now, one problem. There's always a negative point to a positive point. Because we now have these high-efficiency furnaces, and it's done through that second coil, that second heat exchanger, which is in the bottom. Now, that second heat exchanger, I don't know if any of you ever seen this thing, but it's now like a radiator in a car. So, therefore, the last class, we talked about how important it is to change your filters. If you have a high-efficiency furnace, it's about 10 times more important that you keep an eye on that filter, because it's just like a radiator. And if that radiator, which is underneath the blower, on top of the blower system, gets plugged up, and it does, then you're losing your efficiency. For the class, if you know that you do have a high efficiency furnace, make sure when you do your maintenance that you pull that fan blower out. Most fan blowers are easy to get, and get in there with a flashlight. I'm not saying that they all need cleaning, but I'm saying that they need to be inspected so that 100% efficiency can be occurred out of them. That's one point. The other point is, because when you're burning fuels, it's acid. The water that comes out, and that's one thing about high efficiency furnaces, they have a condensate that come out, and that's why you have a condensate pump and do all sorts of interesting things with it. But because that water that now you've removed the heat and is turning back into a liquid.
Your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Got a couple quick comments about some of the things that Frank said. The two-stage furnace, he's absolutely right. So if you need that extra boost of BTUs, that's a great way to go. And when I modified the furnace that we had in Mrs. Finelli in my first house, that was a problem, having a single-stage furnace. So what I did was I built a million-stage furnace. So, literally, what I did was instead of a single orifice, I put in an orifice that I could literally adjust with a knob. So, this thing had an orifice hole and a cone-shaped or restrictor, and you would just thread this, turn this little knob, you know, as many as four, five, six turns, and adjust it like you're adjusting a carburetor. Wow. So I could go from maybe 10,000 BTUs to 150,000 BTUs. So, you know, this is kind of an iterative process.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a modification, say, oh, that's pretty good, but I think we can do better, and then you can do better, and you go, ah, that's pretty good, but I think we can do better. And that's kind of how this works. The other thing that kind of brought a smile to my face and a chuckle was when Frank mentioned to Mrs. Pacheco that fuel oil smell is the smell of money. Well, Luke Cassidy spent a couple of days of this weekend with us. It was wonderful. And so we were in the kitchen, yesterday, and bam, our son was in there, and he kind of walked in, and he was working on cars and things and in the shop, and he came in, and I said, "Hey, Bam, what do you think of BMW?" Now, you all know that I think they're a money pit, right? So Bam, he cuts right to the chase. He said, "Oh, I like them. They break all the time."
Yes.
You know, I'm kind of paraphrasing his exact words, but that was the intent. And
they are
a money pit. There's no question about it. You're mentioning the acidic condensate from the combustion of a gas-powered furnace, natural gas or propane. Please continue with that. That's very important as well.
For that reason, because of that acid, another thing that you want to make sure, for the gentleman who wanted to know what kind of system to install in his house, make sure that your furnace has what we call a stainless steel heat exchanger. Now you can be told, "Oh yes, this one does," and but there's two heat exchangers on a furnace. You want to make sure that both are stainless steel. Manufacturers try to, you know, cheapen up the product a little bit. They'll have the one that actually gets affected by the acid, the secondary heat exchanger, out of stainless steel. My problem is when I've gotten in there to change that heat exchanger that has a problem, the first heat exchanger is kind of like rusted in there. The screws are rusted. And then there you go. You're changing one new heat exchanger, but still leaving the first heat exchanger behind. As again, there's two heat exchangers. There's what they call a primary, secondary. Most manufacturers will only do stainless steel on the secondary heat exchanger because that's where the water, the acid water, kind of gets created. But they're attached together. And it's in those points where they're attached together that becomes a bit of a farce when you have to change one without the other. So you want total stainless steel heat exchanger right through the system.
Let's just discuss why this is happening. Class, if you take any two metals, dissimilar, not the same, dissimilar, and you put water between them or an electrolyte between them, you will generate electricity, a small amount. For example, if you take a copper rod and pound it into the ground, and then you take an iron rod or an aluminum rod, or some metal other than what the first rod was, and you put a millivolt meter between those two rods in wet soil, you will generate electricity. And what happens is you will lose part of the metal in the generation of this electricity. So you're going to form like a rust. So two metals together, screwed together in the presence of moisture, are going to rust. That's the problem. It's guaranteed. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
U.S. USA News update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today. President Biden says he and his wife Jill are grieving with the people of Jacksonville, Florida. This after Biden expressed condolences over Saturday's racially motivated shooting that claimed the lives of three black people in a Jacksonville store. The Pentagon investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines, two crashes on opposite ends of the earth, leaving at least four dead. A training exercise in Australia yesterday, an Osprey aircraft crashed with 23 on board, killing three and injuring several others. The commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God,
you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I just want to make sure that you all understand the term that Frank used earlier in today's class, and that's SEER, S-E-E-R, and it stands for Seasonal Energy Efficiency Ratio. The higher that number, the better in terms of efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, you're talking about the this condensate, and you're talking about how manufacturers don't necessarily tell you the whole truth. So you can have a stainless steel plus maybe a galvanized heat exchanger, and you really want all stainless steel. What is it that happens with the condensate, which is acidic? Does it rust the screws that hold it together? So when you go to replace one, it's hard to do it because the screws are gone.
Yeah, rust and it turns the screws, to rust. Rust the plate, rusts. A lot of things get rust. I have a picture, can't name the manufacturer, and because like myself, I love to learn. So I bring things into the shop and I take them all apart. That's what the best way to learn how to fix anything is to take it apart. And there is a manufacturer up there. I could literally put my finger through the heat exchanger and it just kind of was just kind of falling apart. It makes my heart hurt. So that's basically what happened. And I became a student for about 2 minutes there as you explain what happens to with water and so on, and it's how the electrical part of it kind of eats away at that metal. That's a new one for me. I'm going to make a note of that. So I became a student there for 2 minutes.
Yeah, literally, you can hammer two rods in the ground. Let's say you have a slight depression in the ground where water tends to flow. And I'm not talking about wet all the time, but just more damp than other soil. You can put two rods in there, and then you can literally different metals, and you can measure the electrical power generation from that. And theoretically, if you had enough ground and you did these rods in series, you could, two rods would be one cell, and then you add a third rod, now you have two cells, and you could actually build a battery. A battery is a collection of cells. And yeah, it would probably last, decades until the rods rusted or corroded. Yeah, absolutely true.
Yeah. The heat exchanger, Vince, is the weakest point in the furnace. That's why when you're buying a new furnace, really pay attention to what it's made of. And there's so many different styles of manufacturing. One of them is, they call it the plates put together, crimped together. Guess what's going to happen to that after a number of years? That heat, no heat, heat, no heat. That is why the one that I've been very happy, and as I said, I go to a lot of seminars and I think for myself, but the stainless steel tube heat exchanger seems to be the best in terms of keeping up with all these things that are now asked from a furnace. So stainless steel heat exchanger with tube, okay? And a lot of manufacturers are going that route, but there are still some that just had to have a patent. That's what they've done for 100 years. And they'll just keep on going until someone like me says, no. And then, of course, now I have the ability to tell quite a number of people. So hopefully manufacturers will listen to you and Ivan's.
Well, yeah. Frank, very seriously, Bert and I were on the air a couple months ago, and we were talking about Ford and how Ford deleted the AM radios. And I said, this is a national security issue. AM radio should be in all vehicles because AM travels way farther with the same power output from the transmitter than FM. FM is line of sight, straight line, doesn't go through buildings too well. AM is much better for a civil defense type communication system. And we hammered them and we asked others to join in, and Ford reversed their position. So y'all aren't getting any AM radios in the new vehicles. Now they say, oh, no, it's okay, we got it fixed. And here's what they did. They fixed it in software. So the AM radio was already there, and they said, now delete those lines of code. No, we're not going to have that AM anymore. It was already built in, and they deleted it. So then they undeleted it, and they put it back.
See, I'm imagining, I can see in the board of directors, these engineers says, have you guys been listening to that U.S. Prepare show, that Vincent guy and that guy from Canada, how they're saying that this and this and this? Yeah. And do we really have a problem? And the engineer says, yes, sir, we do. One of every five furnaces we do, we have to provide a heat exchanger. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. And I wish I could name names, but I don't want to get myself in trouble. I don't want your radio to get in trouble. So.
Oh, you don't have to worry about us. You do not have to worry. No, you do not have to. Don't get you in trouble, but you don't have to worry about us. The only time that we got in trouble was I mentioned this car dealership. Our son was driving, not Bam, but our other son is driving, and he's driving my truck, and it was overheating. And I said, I'll tell you what, take it to a dealership. I took it to a dealership, they flushed the radiator, and they did $500-something worth of work. And they left broken parts in the engine cooling system. And I came unglued when I saw, because it wasn't flushing the cooling system. It had a blown head gasket. Okay? They didn't diagnose it properly. So I talked about this. I tried to get the owner of the company on the phone. I got intercepted by too many people, you know, below him. And I said, that's it. I'll just discuss this on the air. And the owner of the company, this dealership, called a Chevrolet dealership, called the owner of Genesis Communications Network.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was going to have his lawyers, you know, and this is going to be a war. And the owner of Genesis Communications said, you have a problem with Finelli? Talk to him.
Unfortunately, my phones are working absolutely perfect. I'm so glad you got that problem. Yeah. This, you sounded so happy on Friday, man.
what I'm saying is Genesis Communications Network does not have a problem with USA Prepares.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I've asked Jason many times over the years, you know, are we causing problems? No, you guys are really good. And one time recently, I said, Jason, did you hear what I mentioned today in today's broadcast? And he said, I was in another studio. I said, hold it. Are you saying that we run so smoothly that you don't have to be here? He said, well, yeah. So they don't have problems with us?
Yes.
You know,
you definitely are a pro at keeping everything together and your knowledge. I mean, I you mesmerize me because you go from one topic to another topic and you seem to have knowledge about every topic. You're like a walking or radio cyclopedia, I say. But
well,
anyway,
enough
of putting you up. I don't want your bubble to burst just yet.
You know what it is? I think I have ADHD and I get distracted a lot. You know, shiny things get my attention. I said this to the seminar class over the weekend. I said, you know, sometimes I get side wobbled, you know, and so if I do, bring me right back.
But this is
a problem with the heat exchangers is the big deal, right?
Yes, definitely. They're my biggest problem. And unfortunately, there's not much you can do about it. A new heat exchange has to be put in because, obviously, that's where the carbon monoxide comes out of them. I'm going to say this in a nice way. How you say it, don't listen to what I have to say. Just do your own research. Many a times, a serviceman will come to your thing and says, oh, you have a cracked heat exchanger. Must be changed. Doesn't give you even a chance to look around and price and do the best, do your due diligence. Now, I have to admit, if it's not a high efficiency or a furnace that has the fan that pulls the air through, and if you still have the old-fashioned gravity furnace, he's right. Because the old style gravity furnaces, the heat exchanger had, you know, the parts of combustion, and yes, they will come out, and yes, it could cause a death. But with the new furnaces where they have what you call a venter motor, which pulls the exhaust through the heat exchanger, the chances are pretty limited that carbon monoxide will give you a problem because it's sucking. The efficiency will definitely disappear. It may even blow away. But what I'm trying to say, and please don't listen to me, is don't be forced into having another furnace there tomorrow kind of thing.
Okay, so it sounds, Frank, what I'm hearing you say, I'm trying to read between the lines here, sounds like what you're saying is a service technician can come in and say, you have a heat exchanger that has a crack in it or has rusted through, and because of that there's this combustion and you're going to have the exhaust gases come into your house and you die, and it sounds like it's a fear kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not be as serious as... Yeah. So now the question is, can you, if you have a heat exchanger that is made of, like a two-stage, that's stamped steel, galvanized steel, and the other one is stainless steel, and they're connected together, can you replace that with a better unit, thicker gauge stainless steel, all stainless steel, rather than two different kinds of metals? Is it possible? Do they have those?
Well, the problem becomes when you have on that same furnace. I mean, the recommendation that I have is go to another style of furnace. But that, for example, to change a heat exchanger on a furnace, Vince, is twice as much work as it is to install a new furnace. So you're going to be paying a decent amount of money to change that heat exchanger. You might as well go one step further and get a new furnace altogether. And then, but to answer your question, when a furnace, like everything else, has a model number, and when you order a heat exchanger, you're going to get what goes with that furnace in terms of the model number, because that's what the furnace was certified for. Okay, so to upgrade that just the heat exchanger for that furnace that you had a problem doesn't really make money sense. You're much better off than just go with a new furnace. But now know what you're buying. Now know that you want both heat exchangers, stainless steel, okay, and take it from there.
So is there a design style that you like best, stamped stainless sheets put together, or the tubes, or which style do you like the best? Can you tell us when we come back?
Yeah, I will.
Frank's with us. He's in Canada, and he talks about appliances. He's a professional.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a quick side note. We installed our Lennox heating system. It's a heat pump, two-stage heat pump with a propane backup. And we used outside air for the air intake of the furnace. So it's plumbed with 3-inch PVC pipe through the wall, through the stone wall, really high up, with a screen on it. So air, fresh air from the outside would be used for combustion. And then 3-inch pipe for the exhaust through the wall at a distance so the furnace wouldn't eat its own exhaust. But that's what we did. Maybe we could talk about that at length in a different class. But the heat exchangers, Frank, I'm seeing them between roughly $500 for the part up to $5,000 or more for the part. It's an expensive proposition, right?
Well, you see, it's obviously you can look at your warranty games that are played with warranty heat exchangers. Some of them, so the lifetime of the furnace is the heat exchanger. What they don't tell you is the lifetime for the person who bought it. So if you buy someone else's house and now you have a furnace and you look at your manual lifetime heat exchanger warranty, well, there it goes. The other thing that I find a lot is when you're getting a part on the warranty. Now, please, not every company is like that. I'm just saying what I've experienced sometimes. There's no heat exchangers to have. Oh, it will be 3 months before you get a heat exchanger. Well, in the middle of winter up here in Canada, it's pretty hard keeping a house warm with waiting 2 months for a heat exchanger to come in. So, yeah, no, it's as I said, it's one of the weakest points in the furnace. Now you know what you're going to look for. doesn't matter what you have, but in the future, you know, stainless steel heat exchanger. Now you ask me, which ones do I like? Well, there's so many different styles. One of the styles that definitely I don't believe in is what they call a clamshell heat exchanger. And basically, it's a put metal together, pressed, twisted here, a couple of brazing things there and here. And I found that those have been the greatest problems. Stainless tube heat exchangers have been, for me right now, what I truly feel comfortable installing for a customer. And you know, a lot of manufacturers are doing that. So it's there's not one brand of manufacturer that is not doing it. So you have to look and see and read. I mean, YouTube and Google, unfortunately or fortunately for what we believe or don't believe, they do have a lot of information that you can do right there at your fingertips. Sometimes I go to customers, Vince, and they know more than I do because they took the trouble to look up. And it's so
important. Let me ask you this. I used to have an old Porsche, a 914. It was an air-cooled. And the heating system in this old Porsche car was a clamshell, if you will, around the exhaust pipe. Mm-hmm. And that clamshell would rust through.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any money. I had the $2,000 or $1,800 to buy that old Porsche, but I didn't have money, the $400 for a new exhaust system. So what I did was I took some heating ductwork metal, and I brazed that on the rusted parts,
wow.
And so I repaired it. Is it possible to do that with the heat exchanger that, you know, stamped steel?
No, it's not, because it becomes an issue with carbon monoxide. So, no, I definitely don't recommend, because you're taking a good chance. So it's, no.
in an emergency?
That's going right to your house, and pressure is going right through there. So, no, it's not something I would recommend.
If a person
matter of fact,
had
I want to be
even
more specific. I say don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. And, you know, it sounds like it's a real problem, because that three-month wait for the heat exchanger, a person's going to be forced into buying a furnace that might be available that they would not normally buy because there's nothing else.
That's right.
No other choices,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But,
so
you know,
that means
I mean,
that you really, you should really have some kind of a backup heating system anyway, so that if this does happen to you, you can wait till summer when no one really wants a heating system, and they may become available and you can get it, you know, the right one.
Vince, you say the right things. I'm from a big city, but I've moved about 15, 16 years ago to a very small community. And this big city is like emergency, got no heat. And I came up here to a very small town with that same attitude that I was going to get up in the middle of the night. But people say, I have no heat. But don't worry, I have a secondary heat, so come whenever you can. And it's all, be prepared. Everybody should have a secondary heat of some sort in their home in case something like that, so that you're not paying these emergency calls. And, you know, I mean, like, okay, well, I have so much to say, Vince. I don't know. I guess you have to have me back next Monday.
Okay. Sounds good to me. That's what I thought we were going to do. From now on, Frank, on Monday.
No, I was just joking.
But, I think what I hear Frank saying is that if you have an electric powered heat system, you could get a hang on the wall propane heater and a propane tank, and you don't need any electricity at all. And if the main one goes kaput, you still have the one that's hanging on the wall.
And there's a whole class about those kind of heaters.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxins. heavy drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.